back to the KODY studio for more Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder, only on KODY 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
And welcome back to Mugs of the Morning, a service of Shelter Insurance agents Brent Rogo, Bo Witt, and Pete Voltz for Home Life Auto Insurance and more. Call the Shelter Guys of North Platte. Welcome back inside the studio. Tristan Winder right alongside Rick Windham here for a Monday, May 3rd edition of Mugs in the Morning. Sean Jacobs of the National Weather Service is out today, so we have Caleb Brown joining us for the first time here on KODY. Caleb, we sure appreciate you taking some time for us.
Hey guys, how are you this morning?
This is Caleb's radio debut.
I believe so, isn't it, Caleb?
It is.
All right.
Yeah. It is.
All right, so where are we going to go party after we're done?
Caleb, tell us about your involvement with the National Weather Service. How long have you been in the meteorology business?
So I just graduated from the University of Missouri a couple of years ago, and this is my first job out of college. So here I am in Western Nebraska. I'm a Missouri transplant. I've been here since last April, actually.
Well, welcome to Nebraska. You. Welcome to North Platte.
Yes, I've enjoyed the area so far. It's a really cool and neat place to live, that's for sure.
Now, I have heard from other meteorologists that they really like to come to North Platte, to the office here, because they can see just about every source of weather, maybe except hurricanes. And maybe in 24 hours.
Yes, absolutely. That is absolutely the case. It always keeps you on your toes out here. You see something new every day, that's for sure.
Very good.
So, Caleb, recapping the weather here the past couple of days, we did have a little bit of moisture at the end of the week and a little bit over Sunday. Did that amount to much for us?
Yeah, so pretty warm start to the month, too. We actually ended up hitting 92 here on Saturday, which is just short of our record high for that day. And then 80 yesterday, but as for moisture, we ended up with 21 hundredths here at the airport here in North Platte. We were unfortunately not the big winners. That was kind of across the sand hills. They ended up with somewhere around, a half inch to, in fact, we even just got a report in of just over 2 inches close to Oshkosh. So sand hills were the big winners for precip yesterday, but here across southwest Nebraska, we kind of generally saw around a quarter to near a half inch of rain. So definitely, needed moisture and welcome moisture after the drier end to the last year.
And looking ahead to this week, Caleb, do we have any chances of increased moisture here throughout this first full week of May?
So we will have a lower end chance of some showers and maybe a rumble of thunder there Wednesday afternoon. Right now, the latest data is kind of suggesting it's not going to be too heavy for the precipitation. Somewhere maybe around a tenth to maybe a quarter of an inch on the high side, but not looking like a source of high moisture by any means.
Okay. Temperature wise, what's the week look like for us, Caleb? You said it was a warm conclusion April and a warm start to May so far. Will those warm conditions continue for us?
So actually this week will be a little bit cooler. We'll stay into the 60s there most of the week, kind of lower to mid-60s through Wednesday, Thursday, and then we should break back into the 70s by Friday and Saturday. Our morning lows still be kind of a little on the chilly side, mid-30s to close to 40 degrees. So a little bit different than the first few days of the month for sure.
Did have some severe weather, it seems like, throughout the past week or so. Kind of getting into that season where that becomes more and more possible, especially with these cooler temperatures, right?
So not a whole lot of risk this week, luckily. The thunderstorms Wednesday don't look like they'll be too bad. Usually, with the temperatures in the 60s like this, a lot of times that'll help to keep the instability down in the atmosphere and help us to, kind of avoid some of that severe weather. Luckily, last night and the last few, period last week where we had some thunderstorms, most of the severe weather stayed in farther southern portions of the state and into western Kansas. So as you kind of alluded to, we are starting to get into that time of year. Some of our longer range data does suggest that maybe towards the middle part of the month, things might get a little bit more active somewhere out here in the Great Plains. So something to watch as we move towards that.
Caleb, is there anything else you'd like to add today, sir?
Yeah, so we've had a little bit of interest from a few people around the area about, it's kind of starting to get that time of year where people are thinking about starting their gardens and whatnot. Whenever we're fielding their calls, they have a few questions on should they put stuff out yet, should they wait. So the average last frost date here in North Platte is May the 9th, so we're not quite there yet. What we've been telling people when they do call in is, you know, if you're putting stuff out, just make sure you're able to cover it. So, you know, maybe not put too much stuff out yet so you don't have to bring out the sheets for a lot of plants outside so far. And I do know at least, yes, and I know at least through Wednesday, you know, we'll have some lows kind of in the middle 30s, kind of close to that area where you may need to cover some plants. So after the middle of the week, the lows go up towards the 40s. And again, you know, just make sure if you put something out this early, you're able to go out and cover it overnight if need be.
Caleb, we sure appreciate you filling in for Sean. Glad to have you here in the Midwest, sir.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. I'm happy to be here, guys. Thank you so much.
Take care. Thank you, Caleb.
See you guys.
That again is Caleb Brown joining us, meteorologist with the National Weather Service in North Platte. Your time in Tampa, service of Mike and the crew from your local Grease Monkey. Here at 8:43, it's exactly 48 degrees. Sunshine today with temperatures reaching 61. Time now to step aside for another quick timeout here on KODY's Mugs in the Morning. Coming up next, we'll preview the agenda for today's Lincoln County Commissioners meeting and preview the agenda for the City of North Platte City Council meeting tomorrow at City Hall.